This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, if I'm going to talk about something fun, I know that I can talk about something fun at the Fort Wayne Zoo right in our own backyard. We have one of the top 10 zoos in the nation, and we've always promoted the zoo and know what a blessing it is in our community and how our families adore it. I love the zoo, but it's always growing and expanding. So I'm talking to the man himself, the leader, the CEO, and zoo director. It's Rick Skideman. Rick, thank you for your time. Tell me overall, before we talk about one specific area, how's the zoo doing? What's going on these days?
Well, hi. First of all, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
Super excited to be here. What a great zoo we have in this community. I'm so excited to be a part of it. You know, we do exciting things every year just to keep folks engaged in the zoo, to come back to the zoo. Mm. We're open for the summer season. And we just opened a brand new exhibit called Coastal Cove.
Yay. Well, that's what I want to focus in on, because so many great things have happened over the years, the growth and just the excellence that has happened. So tell me about Coastal Cove. Give us a little background and what we can expect.
Sure. So back in 2002, we opened up the sea lion exhibit. Very popular.
Mm-hmm.
People loved sea lions. They do. But the problem is everybody would walk up to it and say, look at the seals. And seals and sea lions are actually very different.
Okay.
So about 3 years ago, we said, let's add a second species to the habitat. So it would be a sea lion and seal habitat.
Okay.
Lots of construction in between that time. Lots of things that
had
to happen. Oh, my goodness.
Messes.
But I'll tell you, yes. And you dig into the ground and there's something there that wasn't supposed to be there.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's a beautiful revitalized space. There's brand new rock work. We've added a new sunning beach for the animals.
Wow.
Right along a window.
Aww.
So guests can just go to the window and look and hopefully see them real close up.
Yeah.
There's a fun iconic lighthouse to take you to the cove. And the two species, the sea lions and the seals, are in that space.
Okay.
And it's just fun to see, and they interact great together.
Aww.
But it's a great educational story.
Okay, so I have to call you out on this, Rick. What's the difference between a sea lion and a seal? Help us.
Oh, my goodness. So you're going to put me to the test.
Yes.
Well, first of all, the coloration is quite different. Sea lions are a little bit darker, a little bit more brown, and seals are a little bit more gray.
Gotcha.
Body structure is a little bit different. Seals tend to be a little bit rounder. They can't sit up on their flippers like sea lions can. Sea lions have outer ear flaps. Seals do not. And the bark and the sounds that the animals make are quite different. Sea lions make more of a barking sound than seals. So there's several differences.
Okay.
But there's a little message board, if you will, a little interactive where guests can help create a seal and sea lion and put themselves to the test to see if they know the difference between the species.
That's so cool. What a great learning experience for kids also. I just learned something. So thank you, Rick. I appreciate that.
You bet.
So
you
nice.
Bet.
What are the hours for the Fort Wayne Zoo going through the summer?
Yep. So we are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. However, on Wednesdays in June and July, we have Wild Wednesdays, so the zoo stays open until 8 p.m. And just a little insider tip, if you go online and buy your tickets online for Wednesdays after 4 p.m., it's a discounted ticket rate.
Oh, we got the inside scoop. I love that.
Yeah, so go online, buy your ticket online for Wild Wednesdays after 4 p.m. The ticket prices drop, and we stay open until 8 on Wednesdays.
That's great. We love you guys. We know you're a non-for-profit organization like we are, so we want to support one another and support what you're doing there. Rick, you're doing a great job. Thank you, friend, and thanks to your whole crew.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Anything you need to know about the zoo, the Fort Wayne Zoo, is on my Conversations link, and you can listen back to this interview or share it. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.